So you flagged something really interesting our way, this whole USAA data breach settlement.
Yeah, definitely worth digging into.
So that's exactly what we're going to do today. Really try and unpack it, get to what's most important for listeners to know.
Right. And the core of it is this $3.25 million settlement. USAA reached it to, well, resolve a class action lawsuit.
Okay.
And this all goes back to a data breach from May 2021.
May 2021. And it wasn't just a handful of people potentially hit by this, was it?
No, not at all. We're talking over 22,000 USAA customers potentially affected.
Wow. And it's probably important to say up front, USAA settled, but they didn't actually admit they did anything wrong,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. That's a common feature in these kinds of settlements. No admission of wrongdoing.
So I bet the big question for a lot of folks listening is, was I affected? And maybe what does the settlement actually mean for me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's start with the breach itself, maybe. Get a clearer picture there.
Good idea. When did they actually find out about this?
The discovery date was around May 6th, 2021. That's when they realized unauthorized parties had gotten into customer data.
And what kind of data are we talking about? What might have been exposed?
Well, the reports confirmed things like full names, contact information, so addresses, phone numbers, that kind of thing.
Okay, standard PII.
Right. But, and this is a key point, there's also the possibility that financial and account-related details were accessed too.
Possibly. So not definite on the financial stuff.
That word possibly suggests some uncertainty, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know the full extent of that exposure, but even just names and contact info.
Oh yeah, that alone can be valuable for scammers and, bad actors, especially combined with other info they might find.
Precisely. So that leads us back to the settlement. $3.25 million. What's that money actually for?
It sounds like a lot, but where does it actually go?
So that $3.25 million is the total pot USAA agreed to pay to end this class action lawsuit.
Right, a class action being where one or a few people sue on behalf of a larger group.
Exactly. A group that suffered a similar harm in this case, the potential data exposure. But that money isn't just divided up amongst everyone affected.
Okay, so what else does it cover?
It has to cover several things. First, obviously, payments to the people who actually filed valid claims.
Exactly.
Then there are the court-approved legal fees, for the law firms that represented the plaintiffs.
Which can be pretty substantial in these cases, I
Ah,
imagine.
definitely. And then there are the costs of actually administering the settlement, sending notices, processing claims, all that.
Okay.
And finally, small payments called service awards. These go to the actual individuals named in the lawsuit, the class representatives, for their time and effort.
So the takeaway is it's not like you just divide $3.25 million by 22,000 people.
Not at all. The amount any one person gets, assuming they filed a valid claim, really depends.
Depends on what?
It depends on how many people actually submitted valid claims by the deadline, and then how much money is left after all those other costs, legal fees, admin costs, service awards are deducted.
Right. Which brings us to maybe the most critical point for listeners now, eligibility. Who could have claimed, and is it too late?
Okay, eligibility had two main parts. First, your personal data had to have been part of that specific breach.
And second.
Second, you needed to have received an official notification letter from USAA about it. That letter was key.
Gotcha. And there was a hard deadline to submit a claim, wasn't there?
Yes, absolutely crucial. The deadline to get a valid claim form in was April 7th, 2025.
April 7th, 2025. So if someone's hearing this now, after that date, what's the situation?
Unfortunately, the window has closed for the settlement. If you didn't submit a claim by April 7th, 2025, you can't get compensation from this specific fund.
That is a really important point to stress. The deadline has passed.
It has.
Now, the reading mentioned just briefly something about other potential class actions using Enzo Biochem as an example. What was that about?
Ah, right. That was really just a general illustration. It was saying basically that sometimes other lawsuits related to data breaches can pop up later.
So it wasn't saying there is another USAA lawsuit coming?
No, not specifically about USAA. It was more of a general point about the legal landscape. Don't read too much into that specific example regarding this case.
Understood. Okay, so for the people who did manage to file a claim before the deadline, what should they be aware of now?
Well, one thing the information really emphasizes is don't file a false claim.
Seems obvious, but worth saying.
Absolutely. It's illegal, punishable by law. You needed legitimate proof, like that notification letter we mentioned. Trying to game the system is a bad idea.
Definitely not worth it. Okay, what's next in the process for those legitimate claimants?
The next big step is the final approval hearing. That's scheduled for May 21st, 2025.
And what happens there?
A judge basically reviews the whole settlement deal. They decide if it's fair, reasonable, adequate, you know, all the legal checks. If the judge approves it, it becomes final.
Assuming it gets approved on May 21st, when might people actually see the money?
If he gets the green light. And this is important, if nobody files an appeal against the decision.
Appeals could slow things down.
They definitely could.
Yeah.
But assuming no appeals, payments should start going out within, say, a few weeks to maybe a couple of months after that May 21st approval.
Okay, so some patients might still be needed even after the hearing.
It's always wise in these situations, yes. Appeals can add significant delays.
Let's talk about the lawyers for a second. Who are the firms representing the customers here?
The plaintiffs, the customers, were represented by three firms. Lowy Dannenberg PC, Ganey McKenna and Eggleston, and Lynch Carpenter LLP.
Okay, firms that likely specialize in this kind of class action work.
That's usually the case, yeah.
And if someone wanted to look up the actual court case, is there a name or number?
Yep, it's public record. The case is Vincent Dolan et al. Versus United Services Automobile Association.
Okay.
And it's in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Case number 7.21 CV 05813.
Got it. 7.21 CV 05813. Good info for anyone wanting to dig deeper. All right, maybe we can do a quick sort of a FAQ recap of the key points.
Sounds like a good plan. Fire away.
Gosh. Okay, first one. Just remind us, what information was potentially exposed again?
It was full names, contact details, and possibly some financial or account info. Emphasis on possibly for the financial part.
Right. And the payout amount per person, is it fixed?
No, definitely not fixed. It'll vary based on how many valid claims were filed and those deductions for fees and costs we talked about.
Okay. And the big one, the claim deadline.
Passed. It was April 7th, 2025. Too late now for this settlement.
How will people who did file get paid, assuming it all goes through?
Payments will be mailed, sent to the address they put on their claim form.
And the warning about false claims.
Worth repeating. Don't do it. It's illegal. And you risk penalties and getting nothing.
Expected payment time frame, roughly.
Assuming approval on May 21st and no appeals, maybe a few weeks to a couple of months after that date.
And finally, did USIA admit fault here?
Nope. They denied any wrongdoing. The settlement resolves the lawsuit without them admitting liability.
Okay, standard procedure often. So this whole USIA situation, it's specific, but it really does shine a light on the bigger picture, doesn't it? Data security generally.
It really does. It's a stark reminder of the risks out there and, you know, the challenges companies face trying to protect our data.
And there are businesses built around trying to help with that protection, right? Our source mentioned one.
Yeah, the material mentioned a company called Technegian, just as an example of the kind of services available.
Technegian. What did it say they do? Exactly. We should be clear. We're just relaying info here, not endorsing.
Right. Completely neutral. The info just described them as a cybersecurity specialist,
yeah,
offering things like advanced threat protection, system monitoring, help with compliance rules, incident response planning,
okay,
and even employee security awareness training. Basically, the kinds of things businesses might do proactively to prevent breaches.
So it's presented as an example of how companies try to get ahead of these problems before a breach happens.
Exactly. While settlements like the USAA one deal with the aftermath, there's this whole other side focused on prevention. It shows the kind of ecosystem that exists around data security.
Interesting. Okay, let's wrap this deep dive up then.
Sound good.
We've covered the $3.25 million USAA settlement stemming from the 2021 data breach affecting over 22,000 customers.
And importantly, USAA settled without admitting fault.
We clarified eligibility, the fact that the crucial April 7th, 2025 claim deadline has passed.
Yep, that window is shut.
And the next step is that final approval hearing on May 21st, with payments potentially following weeks or months after, assuming no appeals.
And like we said, while this gives some resolution for those who file claims in time, it really underscores the bigger issue of data security for everyone.
It really does. So maybe the final thought for you listening is this. Considering incidents like this and how much of our information is out there, what proactive steps could you take to maybe get a better handle on and manage your own digital security footprint?
Something definitely worth thinking about.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.